Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land.
I am weak,
but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand.
Bread of heaven,
feed me till I want no more.
Feed me till I want no more.
When I tread the verge of joy,
They didn't oink or eat slop. No, this isn't that kind of story. They wore suit coats and went to work. And even though they lived next door to each other, they didn't know each other's names.
Hello, and my name is Norman, and I am a very good pig. I have a very beautiful house, a good job, my wife wears a cape dress, and all my children have graduated from Faith Builders. I go to church every Sunday, and I give money to the poor, like my neighbor, whatever his name is. I'm on the building committee at church. Whenever I was in school, I got just gold stars, and my teachers always liked me. I was the teacher's pet. Now that I'm grown up, my boss loves me. I do good work. I'm expecting a raise soon. I'm pretty sure that God is pretty impressed with me, too. I figured if everyone would just try a little harder, they could be like me.
Hi, I'm Sydney. Life is hard. Don't listen to him. I can't figure anything out. Like the rules and systems and schedules, just so hard. When I was in school, I tried to remember all the rules, but I would break them, and my teacher would get frustrated with me. Now that I work at Dutch Kitchen, I'm always dropping dishes, and my boss gets frustrated with me. I know God's watching. I think he's pretty frustrated with me, too. You know who's frustrated with me the most? I am. Why can't I do anything right? Why is life so hard? Why can't I be more like my neighbor, whatever his name is? I feel broken. And sometimes it makes it really hard to get out of bed in the morning. Sometimes I wallow in bed all day.
Since Sydney was usually late and Norman was usually early, they very seldom saw each other, unless they happened to fetch their mail at the same time, which is exactly what happened one bright morning in October. Now, normally if Sydney saw Norman, he would look down and shuffle back inside. He was sure Norman was staring at his tie or his hair. He was sure Norman was looking down on him for being messy, which for the most part was absolutely correct. But this day, Norman didn't look at Sydney's tie, and Sydney didn't look away, because they were both staring at the pale blue envelope they had received in the mail. One was addressed to Norman, and the other to Sydney. Had someone invited them to the same party? What did it say?
Dear Norman, I would like you to come visit me at 77 Elm Street next Tuesday at your convenience. I have something to tell you.
Sincerely, God?
Sydney and Norman reread the invitations to make sure they had read them correctly. God wanted to talk to them on Tuesday on Elm Street?
Oh dear, I can't do anything right. My teacher hated me. My boss can't stand me. What is God going to say?
Wow, this is great. What is better than going to see God? I'm sure he'll finally thank me for all the awesome things I've done for him.
Sydney taped the invitation to the inside of his front door so he wouldn't lose it, and Norman entered the date neatly in his date book. Both pigs had trouble sleeping that night for very different reasons. Tuesday came. Norman awoke early, dressed and headed down the street with the pale blue envelope firmly in hand. Just waking up, Sydney saw his neighbor pass by and rush for the shower. Norman walked tall and proud. Others on the street noticed he looked a bit taller, and more than a little bit puffier than usual that morning. His hair was neat and his tie extraordinarily straight, much shorter than anyone else's on the street. God certainly would be pleased. Norman found the address and went inside, and there behind the desk was God. The sight made Norman nervous, but then he thought,
"Oh, what do I have to be nervous about? I'm a good pig."
Not as good as you've led yourself to believe. You're prideful, you're selfish, you look down on others simply because things don't come as easily for them. I love them just as much as I love you. I look down on those who love. That is what I need to do.
That's it? That's all he wanted to say? No thanks? No reward? I mean, I'm not perfect, but my tie is definitely straighter than his. Or his. He's right. I look down on someone. Right here. Right now. And I did it yesterday, too. And the day before? 20 times at least. God's right. I'm selfish. I'm prideful.
For the first time in his life, the good pig had to face the fact that he had been very, very bad. His pride and his goodness was sin. He buried his face in his hands and hurried home, tears splashing on his neat suit. From his window, Sydney saw his neighbor return and froze in shock. Was he crying? Sydney couldn't breathe.
"Oh dear, oh dear, that's what a visit to God did to that guy. Oh, I'm doomed, I'm doomed."
Hand shaking, Sydney tried one more time to get his tie to lie just right. Why was it so hard? Now where was his hat? Not on the hook, of course. Oh, under the couch. Hat in hand, he peeled the pale blue envelope off the door and stepped outside. A bird was singing, but Sydney didn't hear it. The sun was shining brightly, but Sydney didn't see it. Doomed, he thought, doomed. Sydney trudged down the sidewalk and suddenly was back in school. A little pig headed down the long hall to the principal's office, hands sweating, heart racing, doomed.
"He'll see right through me. My mistakes, my messes. Oh, I'm here."
Though Sydney had walked as slowly as he could, he was there. He wanted to run away. He wanted to hide. But there was no place to go and nothing to hide behind. So, hat in hand, he pushed open the door and stepped inside. And there behind the desk was God.
Oh, he's done. I don't understand. Didn't he see me? Didn't he see who I was? Ha, I got it. I fooled him. I looked good when it counted, and he bought it.
Just then, Sydney caught his reflection in a store window. His hair was rumpled, his tie off kilter as usual, sporting a large toothpaste stain. That couldn't be it. He couldn't have fooled anyone, not looking like that.
Maybe. Maybe God just loves me. Messes and all. Ah.
Sidney felt the warmth he had seen in God's eyes well up inside him again. Others on the street would later talk about the small, messy pig they saw that day that appeared to be glowing. All the way home, Sidney looked for words to tell everyone what he was feeling, but all he found were tears. Happy tears, and lots of them. The next day, the two pigs emerged from their homes on a bright, crisp October morning and looked at each other. The pig on the left, Sidney, who seemed a bit taller than before, looked at his neighbor's neat, straight tie and clean clothes and smiled. The pig on the right, Norman, who seemed ever so slightly less puffy, looked at his neighbor's crooked tie and rumpled hair and smiled. It was a real smile, too, the kind that comes from deep inside, the kind that he hadn't smiled in a long, long time. Sidney and Norman became good friends. There were still mornings every now and then when Norman would wake up feeling a little puffy, but all he had to do was remember what he had learned at 77 Elm Street. Then the puffiness would quickly vanish away and his real smile would return. And as for Sidney, he still had his share of messes, though not as many as before. And there were still a few days every now and then when he wasn't quite sure he could get up in the morning. But if you stood outside his window on one of those days, this is what you would hear.
First, he loves me. Second, he loves me. And third, he loves me.
And that was all it took.
The end.
All right, so what did we learn from that story about how we should treat other people? Any ideas? Yeah. Yeah, we should treat them good. Yeah. We shouldn't look down on them, even if they make mistakes. And then we also learned how God views people. He loves each one of us, even if we make mistakes. Even if we trip or do something kind of dumb, he still loves us. All right, that's all we have, and you may go back to your parents.
Yeah.
between